I'll call the judiciary meeting to order. Attendance will be taken by the secretary, and anyone that is not here will be excused until they arrive. I need a motion to approve the minutes. Motion made by Dawson. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Everyone should have a copy of the subcommittee assignments. Today we plan on running three bills, House File 427, House File 489, House File 201. The Democrats will caucus in room 116, the Republicans will caucus in room 22, and we'll stand at ease. I'll call the judiciary meeting back to order. We've taken off House File 427 and House File 489, which brings us to House File 201. Senator Whiting, do you have a subcommittee report?
I do. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Subcommittee consisting of myself, Senator Reichman, Senator Bolcom, recommend amendment and passage. Senators Whiting and Reichman signing, Senator Bolcom politely declining.
In order for opening comments.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just getting my notes ready. So first, I'll just say what the bill does. The second part of the bill places a sexually motivated extortion on the sex offender registry, and that would be somebody extorting someone to get a nude photograph and the like. There seemed to be strong consensus on that provision of the bill. Where there was less consensus was on the first part of the bill, which would require anyone moving into Iowa who is required to register as a sex offender in the departing state to also register in Iowa for the duration of whichever state has the longer term. And the policy goal that was identified is to prevent incentivizing sex offenders to move into Iowa. Some of the concerns that were expressed in subcommittee related to concerns about people being subject to out-of-state laws that we don't have in the state of Iowa, so maybe we don't criminalize something in the state of Iowa or we don't require registry for as long a period of time. And then there were also some concerns raised about changes in the HIV law in Iowa and maybe a state like South Dakota where those changes, where the law is just a little tighter there. DPS did identify concerns that they do believe that there are people moving here to the state of Iowa to avoid the registry. And the other thing I would say is I checked it with amendment. Because it was my understanding that the House had considered some language to amend this and that maybe some of the stakeholders, including the county attorneys, were open to that. After I've thought through this and had many conversations, particularly with folks over in the House, they are not amenable to taking any changes to the bill. It did pass, I know it's uncouth to say this, but unanimously over there. And some of the members that were gone and weren't able to vote on it are the ones that that did raise these concerns. So ultimately, that's why I did check it with amendment as a reminder that we may consider amending it. But at this time, I do not recommend amending it and because the House won't accept any changes. Those are my opening comments.
Are there any questions? Senator Kinney, you're in order.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Overall, I like the bill that Senator Whiting has brought forward here. There are some concerns with not allowing someone, or when someone moves here and Iowa does not have that current law. I can remember a case in which the sexual offender was actually registering to me at the sheriff's office, and part of that was that they had moved here. They had had consensual sex with someone that was 17, I believe, when they were older. I don't remember the age for sure. We worked through that, and ultimately, they didn't need to be on the registry here, because if the crime would have occurred here in Iowa, and I just feel like when someone's coming here, we don't have a law that we don't have a law that would require them to be on the registry just because they're moving from another state, in which this person did, and we are now forcing them into having to register. Ultimately, they got off the registry in Wisconsin then, but we're still on the registry in Iowa. And I think we need to work on trying to figure out how this can be done more efficiently than what it is. I would like to continue to work on that with you. The rest of the bill, I agree with you wholeheartedly, but just this part of it, I've kind of got some issues or second thoughts about.
Are there any other questions? There being none, you're in order for closing comments.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, Senator Kinney. I think you've actually well encapsulated the concerns that we heard about, and I guess what we do have is an opportunity that if the bill does come before the floor, we have one more crack to work with the House to see if they would be willing to accept any changes. There's a lot of bills that we send over there that they change and send back to us, so it doesn't seem unreasonable as a matter of policy for us to not seek to improve the policy. The one example, and I don't even know if I should use this because it could be a terrible legal argument, but I'm in subcommittee when we debated this, I thought about the idea of the full faith and credit clause that in the state of Iowa, for example, may give recognized judgments from other states. And so somebody gets divorced in another state, but they have to, in order to, you know, to execute that divorce, the state of Iowa has to exercise personal jurisdiction, so they come to Iowa to enforce that judgment. I don't know if that's a good sort of parallel case or analogy to make, because this is in the criminal realm, but it's not out of the ordinary that we recognize, you know, laws in different states that may be different than Iowa and enforce them here. So I'm sensitive to those concerns. For right now, I'd ask folks to support the bill as is, with the understanding that we still have one more crack to work with the House to try to improve this. And those would be my closing comments. I would move the bill. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Short form has been requested. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? This bill moved to the Senate calendar under Rule 40. That'll end our business. I need a motion to adjourn. Motion made by Dawson. We are adjourned.